If you're a pastor, elder, deacon, nonprofit, board member, or business owner, I need you to listen to this. K&K Furnishings needs to be on your short list. K&K Furnishings are committed to helping you find the right furnishings for your church or organization. These guys specialize in quality worship seating, welcome centers, cafes, nurseries, classrooms, as well as stage and podium furnishings. The two owners have over 70 years of combined pastoral experience, so not only will every transaction be handled with integrity and professionalism, but they have the experience to provide you with the perfect solutions for your furniture needs, and they absolutely understand your budget constraints and demands. K&K Furnishings are devoted to providing you quality pieces that save you money. They can do this because they don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar store, and they have relationships with over 200 manufacturers nationwide. Look, we all know there's a lot of junk out there. K&K understands that many times bargains aren't true money savers. They end up costing you more in the long run. At K&K, they believe that quality furnishings don't have to be outrageously expensive. And here's the best part. K&K Furnishings sells nationally and can also provide in-person consultations in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. If you can't meet in person, they'd be happy to set up a Zoom consultation for you today. So whatever your next project is, whether it's your home office or your church sanctuary, K&K Furnishings is the only place you need to look. Go to www.kkfurnishings.com to see how they can help you, or call 567-318-4520. That's www.kkfurnishings.com, or call 567-318-4520, or click on the link in the description of this episode. K&K Furnishings, furnishing business, education, worship, and hospitality for the glory of God. Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Jacob's Supply. Jacob's Supply is the place you gotta go for all of your material needs. These guys bring you construction supplies and appliances for up to 50% off retail price, all brand new. You a home builder? Need some lumber? Jacob's Supply has you covered. You a deacon at your church and you're in charge of that next Narthex floor job? Jacob's Supply has got you. Heck, they got Cortec Luxury Vinyl Plank right now for $3.59 a square foot. Go look that stuff up at Lowe's or Home Depot, man. That stuff is selling for $7 to $8 a square foot. That's over 50% off retail. Even if you just have some home projects you're working on, Jacob's Supply is the place for you. I just built an outdoor grilling area this spring for that old smoker and grill. Guess where I got the metal roof, lumber, and screws? Yeah, that's right, Jacob's Supply. Looking for a fridge, stove, washer, dryer? They got them all, and they're name brand. Samsung, Bosch, Frigidaire, all 20, 30, 40% off retail. Brand new and ready for you. Located in Temperance, Michigan, it's worth it to stop by even if you're a few hours away. And remember, Jacob's Supply can ship products nationally too. So even if you're out of state, you got to check them out. Follow them on Facebook at Jacob's Supply or call them direct at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978. Remember, Jacob's Supply, quality building materials at wholesale prices. And now, on to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Dead Men Walking Short. It's where we take a subject, we talk about it for a few. Today, this one's entitled, Show Me How to Live. It's actually a song by Audioslave. I'm going to read a few words, lyrics if you will, from this tune.
Chris Cornell fronted that, man.
Chris Cornell fronted it, and the back of the rhythm section was from Rage Against the Machine. So here we go. We're with the early dawn, moving right along. Couldn't buy an eye full of sleep. And in the aching night, under satellites, I was not received. Built with stolen parts, a telephone in my heart. Someone get me a priest to put my mind to bed. This ringing in my head, is this a cure or is this a disease? And the chorus is, nail in my head from my creator. You gave me life. Now show me how to live. Nail in my head from my creator. You gave me life. Now show me how to live.
Wow. That's powerful.
It is. The chorus for sure, it really stands out. I mean, here's a guy. I'm pretty sure Chris was drinking a lot during the making of this album.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he was crying out. And you hear it in this lyric. You hear it in a couple other lyrics in a couple other spots. And, you know that the word is written on his heart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Romans, you know, talks about that. The word is written on all of our hearts.
Yeah.
You know, and I really think that he was crying out, you know, to his creator.
Yeah.
For that answer. Show me how to live. You know, like I can't say, you know, none of us can say if Chris had salvation.
Right. We're not sitting here on this episode saying he's a believer. He wasn't.
Right.
Only God knows.
Exactly. Yeah. But he was you know, digging into something there with that lyric and within this album as well. You know, in other albums as well. I mean, he was always, you know, talking about
this. Right, and even, like even the way God, his you know? Life ended and, and the circumstances surrounding that.
Yeah.
And you listen to his lyrics, and for one, this really gets me, this really puts, I don't know, it really gets in my craw when we judge a certain way. Yes, we're supposed to have fruits. We talk about James and an active faith and good works and all those things, but there are some people that struggle with either the sanctification process or they struggle with even truly understanding who God is, even if they've given up to him, right? Yeah. And sometimes I feel like, once again, not making a profession on his faith or not. Right. Either way, I listen to these lyrics and you go, like you said, written on our heart. Yeah. Like even the most staunch atheist, when they're sitting at their home on their deck at night on a summer evening and going, isn't that moon beautiful? Or aren't these stars gorgeous? They have to think, is there something more?
Right.
Is there something where I'm created in the image of something? Yeah. Or is there something more than me, which is a God? And you have someone like Chris just saying, it feels like a nail in my head.
Yeah.
You created me.
Yeah.
Tell me how to live. How am I supposed to live? He's crying out, like you said.
How many how many times have you said that in your own like Christian walk at the same time? Like I know I have.
Yeah.
I know I've looked up, I've just like been praying. I'm just like, Lord, show me, what do you want? You know, like what do I need to do? You know, like you're crying out and it's like,
here's the crazy thing, Jason, is sometimes if I listen to those lyrics in the light of me knowing God and understanding and being and being saved by his grace. Mm-hmm. Those lyrics can minister more to me than some stupid Hillsong evangelical
Yes FM
dummy song.
Right.
Like I understand what he's going through in those lyrics, and those can minister more to me, right?
It's true.
This is a whole nother short.
Yeah.
Like how is art used?
This
how,
is going to be a long episode.
But we're both musicians. Yeah, we should. This should be another full episode. We do this quite often. We do a short, and then we're like, yeah, maybe we should make it a full episode. But it's like, yeah, man, you listen to that, and you go, this is a guy yearning to know his creator. Now, whether or not God revealed himself to him or not, we don't know. But like I said, there's going to be a lot of people ruling and reigning with Christ. We look over and go, you're here, and they're going to go, you're here?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly, man. Yeah.
And it's crazy.
It's, well, and I know we're coming up on 5 minutes, but another tune that...
Going.
That they wrote on this album, he just ends up saying, in your house I long to be, room by room patiently I'll wait for you there like a stone, I'll wait for you alone.
Wow.
Like that's
a modern day psalm.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like you hear a lyric like that, you're just like, okay. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I pray that Chris knew Christ. I pray that.
I really do,
man. But yeah.
But anyway. That's the thing. Like ending this out, like there you have a lyric and an understanding of who God is.
Yeah.
Probably more deeply than some professing Christians.
Right.
And you go, and then we judge. Oh, well, but he was in a rock band.
Right.
He smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
He did this. He did that. And you go.
Drank, took pills, whatever.
But isn't God going to have mercy on those who seek after him,
right,
no matter what it looks
diligently
like?
Diligently. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've heard stories of Christian singers that were complete drunks, you know, they would,
right.
I mean,
yeah,
no. they would
pastors,
go, you know, pastors, you know, but anyway.
All right. This might be another full episode, guys. We appreciate you sticking around for this short. We tried to make it as quick as possible, but this might be a longer one. Guys, as always, thank you for listening to another Dead Man Walking Short. As always, God bless. Beep. Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at @RealDMWPodcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the PubDV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.